Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're hearing from Virginia Jones, a resident of the Danville and P-Town area. She shares memories of her growing up years in Longview and her memories of watching her grandfather pull wagons into town with farm produce and then the construction of the Longview High School campus on Whaley Street. She'll also share memories of Nicholson Library and the wonderful experience she had growing up in this area.
Longview, when I was born and growing up, the courthouse was located in downtown Longview, right close to the railroad track in downtown Longview, right in the middle of Longview. Of course, Longview was just a small town then, and that's where the courthouse was located. And then they later got the land where it is now and built the new one. So, but it was more or less a railroad town at that time, and a lot of farmers would come and bring in their wagons, a team of wagons. My grandfather was a farmer, and he'd come on Saturday. That was the day to come and sell his goods, and maybe take all day. Then he'd go back, and it would take just practically all day to get back to the community because he was in a wagon with his team. But that was his life, and he was a farmer. But the old Longview High School, where I attended Longview High, was over on Whaley Street in the part of town, and built three stories, and we thought, my goodness, three stories? In that high school. But Longview was growing by leaps and bounds, and later it grew so big, they built the new high school. And when did they tear down the old high school? You have any idea?
When?
Uh-huh.
Mallory graduated from there. James almost did. I'd say the 1980s.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Yeah. They tore it down. And I don't think they have anything there. I haven't been over there in that area in some time.
The last I saw was just an empty lot and a marker showing where it stood.
Yeah. Of course, we went to, and talked about libraries. The only library we had when I was in elementary school and middle school was the Nicholson Library on Green Street, donated by the family, the Nicholson family, in memory of their son who died. And elementary school was the old Campus Ward School. It was an old three-story building. And they didn't have a library inside the schoolhouse then. We'd have to go to Nicholson, get what we wanted, or get an appointment from the teacher. You need this book. We're studying this area now. You can find it at Nicholson. You have the permission. Then right next to it was the junior high, which is Foster now. Foster Junior High. So, but that old Campus Ward building, it was old when I did it. You go up the steps and it'd creak. If you go upstairs to attend a class, this old stairs would creak. And of course, a lot of students attending, well, especially during recess time, well, it would make a lot more noise. And, but that school, and we had a bell. They didn't have an electric bell. Oh, no, the school was so old. It had a great big huge bell with a big rope on it. And our principal would let some of we students ring the bell when it was recess time. We had to get permission from him, of course. Or when it was lunch time, or when school was out at 3:30. And we had and it took two of us to ring the bell because it was a big bell and the rope was that big around. One would get on one end and one hand and both took, and we'd go up and down like this. When we ring the bell. It would ring though. But school burned. That schoolhouse burned down. It was old campus war. It burned down, and I think we were living away in South Texas when it burned. And I don't know what caused the fire. You have any idea what caused the old campus war school to burn?
I don't know where that took place.
Well, we were living in South Texas then. But it was an old school, and even when I attended, like in early 30s, my goodness. But that's about all I can say is that I'm a native of Longview.